USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is announcing additional steps to contain the spread of coronavirus in the West Wing. Senior advisor Stephen Miller is working remotely for an indefinite period of time after his wife tested positive. Katie Miller is Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary. The White House is pushing back on criticism of their handling of the coronavirus pandemic. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News.
USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is demanding Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, be stripped of his post as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and resign because of his role in the Russia investigation.
Well, Adam Schiff should not be the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. His gavel should be removed. He should be censured. He should resign. There's a lot that should happen, but Nancy Pelosi isn't going to punish Adam Schiff. In fact, that's the reason why he has the gavel in the first place. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, which became the House Impeachment Committee, because of the way he writes these fairy tale parodies.
Zeldin speaking there on Fox News, and a Colorado cafe is facing a divided community on their choice to open on Mother's Day. C&C Coffee and Kitchen in Castle Rock, Colorado, welcome hundreds of dine-in customers with no masks or social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff. If that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Georgia's Attorney General Chris Carr named a new prosecutor in the Ahmaud Arbery case. Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes will now prosecute the fatal shooting of the 25-year-old. Arbery was shot in Brunswick, Georgia in February. The two men are claiming the attack was in self-defense. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins tells Fox News this is a sad situation and justice needs to be served.
This is a tragedy and it should never happen. When I look at that video, I'm disgusted. The family have my prayers and just the concern here. And the question comes is, why did it take so long? And I think that's what Chris Carr down here, is our attorney general, is doing a great job of saying, let's look at all angles. Let's make sure we have a Georgia angle, but also let DOJ be a part of this, because there are certain things that we need to make sure that there's no even appearance of injustice as we go forward here, because people need to know that they can trust the Justice Department. But what we saw on those videotapes are a criminal act in many ways, and we need to make sure that this is fully investigated so people have assurances that when something like this happens, they can know what happened, number one, the people can get justice, and they're treated fairly on both sides of this.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1934 when a massive storm sends tons of topsoil flying across the United States from the Great Plains all the way to New York, Boston, and Atlanta. The dust storm forced thousands of families from Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas to uproot and move to California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.